time now, my friends, on TalkSport and Talk to honour an Italian explorer, an intrepid individual following in the globally groundbreaking footsteps of famous fellow countrymen like Marco Polo and Sebastian Cabot, Amerigo Vespucci and Christopher Columbus. On the epic adventure embarked upon there by Ovan Ambrosio, it's been decidedly different and definitely devoted to football. From the magic of Stamford Bridge to the historic charms of Little Sandygate, the oldest football stadium in the world, Ivan Ambrosio chronicles his fascinating football voyage around England in a book called The English Game, A Journey of Discovery in the Home of Football, published by Pitch. And I'm delighted to say the intrepid Ivan Ambrosio joins us now. Good morning, Ivan. Congratulations on a really great book. Can you tell people the kind of overall theme of it, what you set out to achieve in the book, how it's organised? Tell us about your journey.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Basically, the journey is my life. It was my dream when I came in England at the age of 18. Now I'm 31, so it was a long time ago. And my dream was to play football here in England. I never made it as a pro player. Luckily, I'm making now as a pro coach, but I will tell you that in a second.
Sure.
So what I did years ago, I started traveling around the stadiums, and stadium after stadium and match after match, I end up visiting like 320 plus stadiums and almost 250 games in the last few years. So the idea was to discover English football, and I didn't realize that at the time, but I also discovered myself as a person. So I found who Ivan is and why I was doing what I was doing. So yeah, that is more or less the aim of the book.
Well, it's achieved brilliantly, folks. It's our TalkSport Book of the Week. It's called The English Game, A Journey of Discovery in the Home of Football, published by Pitch by Ivan Ambrosio, our special guest this morning. You've got some amazing photographs in the book because you met some amazing people. I mean, flicking through the pictures, Alan Shearer, Pep Guardiola, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson, and then some real diehard, dedicated super fans as well. Do you have a favourite stadium of the one you visited? Because I mentioned Sandygate, and you really wax lyrical. You seem to love that stadium.
Yeah, when you think that football started in Sheffield area, and as a young man from Italy, you walk in these areas and on the grass, it just feels unbelievable. You feel like in a dream. So for me, being there, I felt welcome from the people there, and then write everything in a book, and then do a documentary, because we also did a documentary that is on YouTube that is called English Football Home. It was a dream. But to answer your question about the best stadium, for me, it will be forever probably Craven Cottage, so the Fulham Stadium,
yeah.
where for me is the classic, iconic English stadiums. And 3 years ago, when I was working as a coach for Fulham, I also had the incredible opportunity to play there and, believe it or not, to score a goal there under the Hammersmith tent. So, yeah, dream after dream.
There's also a wonderful photograph in the book of the Bob Stokoe statue outside Sunderland. Now, he won the FA Cup for them against Leeds back in 73. Of course, Sunderland are now back in the top flight. Over the course of your journey, epic journey around England and the English game, you must have seen lots of changes. There were teams that were on the way up, teams that were on the way down, but you also really seem to bond with and be able to talk to all the fans, Ivan. They're very much part of your book, the fan experience.
Yeah, it's the fan experience. As I mentioned at the beginning, it's about my... But mostly it's about the football clubs, but it's about the people I met.
Yeah.
It's about the volunteers I met around the non-league stadium, also sometimes Premier League stadium, Championship stadiums. And for example, you're mentioning Sunderland. When I went up there and I met my friend Alan Simpson, he welcomed me like a friend that you know each other from 20 years, but he met me on that day. He welcomed me to his house, he offered me the beers, he introduced me to all his friends. So this is what the book is about. It's about friendship, but it's also about realizing dreams, also failing, because that is all part of life. So the idea is to try to transmit people that dreams exist, you can do it if you believe it. And that my journey is a bit of a proof of that, because when I arrived in England, I didn't speak in English. I didn't have a school diploma. I didn't have a clue of what to do. The job at the time was kitchen porter and waiter. And now, years later, I have a degree. I'm finishing a master. I'm working at Crystal Palace Academy. I published a book. So what I want to say is, when you are in the right pathway and you surround it with the right people, that you believe everything is possible. And all these people I met along the way allow me to really believe in this. So that is what you can feel in the book. And I think you read it, so hopefully you perceive that as well.
Absolutely. And you go to football at all level, including the club. I'm a West Ham fan, but the club that's nearest me, where I'm living at the moment, is Maidenhead. And you went to Maidenhead, and they feature you in the programme as well, did they not?
Exactly. Yeah, incredible story. By the way, you were West Ham fan, you said, right?
I am West Ham. I know you went to Upton Park as well. I talked about Upton Park.
But do you know Upton Park Football Club? Did you hear about them before?
Well, only when I read your book. I hadn't read, because you played with Upton Park Football Club, and there's photographs in the book as well of those, isn't there?
Yeah, correct. Plus, what we did 3 years ago, we organised the Anglo-Italian Cup in Italy after more than 20 years. And we recreated that in Italy, and Upton Park came down there in Naples, and we won it again. So for us, it was like, again, another story about war, about friendship, about beliefs, about working together towards a dream. Plus, the most important thing, I also met my wife during this long journey.
Is it Eleonora? Is that her name, Eleonora?
Yeah, Eleonora, correct.
Now, are there things you wish to, places you wish to visit, things you want to do still in the English game?
Do you mean in England?
In England, yes, in England in general. So, you know, places you'd like to visit or experiences you'd like to have.
Yeah, likely I'm being be everywhere around England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland and North Ireland. At the moment, I'm working at Crystal Palace Academy as a coach and at Gillingham first team. So to answer your question, I don't want to say a dream, but my goal is to arrive in the Premier League and work there. And it's a matter of time, I'm sure I will do it, as I did with the book.
Now, there's one very disturbing photograph in the book. It's a great read, this, folks, as well. It really has got the beauty, the enthusiasm, the love of the game. And it's called The English Game by Ivan Ambrosio, published by Pitch. There's a photograph of you with John at Portsmouth Football Club Westwood. And he's a very scary-looking fella. Tell me, he's got a big chop out, he's got all kind of badges on, he's got a poppy on, he's got clown shoes on. What the heck is going on with him, Ivan?
Yeah, I remember I found this story by pure case a few years ago. I messaged him, I don't even remember where, somewhere, and I said, John, I'd like to come down in Portsmouth. I will be at Fratton Park, and can we have a chat? And he welcomed me to the pub, and we spent hours and hours talking, and this guy, which at first he can be a bit crazy and a bit scary, but he's a really nice person. And what he did, he changed his name, basically said to be called only John Westwood. He put Portsmouth Football Club in between. And people really love him and respect him. Sometimes he did some silly things, which, is fine, but it's part of the game.
It's very much Ivan's story as well, folks. You've got the letter you wrote to clubs when you were trying to get a start in the English game, but also you've got a forward, or two prefaces, two forwards, one by Claudio Ranieri and one by Andrea Pettinello. How did you manage to persuade them to do that for you, Ivan? You're obviously a very charming fellow.
Yeah, Andrea was a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine. We shared many journeys together. So for him, it was easy to do it. When with Claudio Ranieri, it was very challenging to go and introduce my story to him. But when I did it and he listened to me, he was really happy to share the story. But the reason is because he knows what the dreams are about. And this is what he did at Leicester. So when he heard my story, everything, he said, of course, Ivan, I will write for you. And I don't know if you noticed, at the end is afterward from Filippo Galli.
Yes, I saw that, of course.
Yeah, another legend who won 3 Champions League with AC Milan. And Filippo always tells me, because we're friends now, say, Ivan, you realize my dream. I say, Filippo, come on, you won everything. If you want, we can change things and let's go. And he laughs all the time. That, but again, this is about friendship. It's about meeting people.
No, I think you're from the Neapolitan region of Italy. Is that right, from the Naples region?
Naples.
So what is it about, given what a fantastic side are in Italian football, what a great side, what great history Naples have got, what is it about English football that so attracted you, that's made, you've built your life around it, Ivan? Why?
Yeah, it's a good question, and people keep asking me after many years in this country. The only honest answer I have for you, to be honest, for all the people who are listening, is I think England really called me here. Because I feel I belong to this place, and I feel like I needed to come here to really realize my dream and then try to progress in life in football. So it's not a specific answer to why I did what I did. But I think it's coming from something inside where you cannot really see or touch it, but you can feel it.
It's a lovely answer. And there are some amazing adventures in the book. Have you got anywhere, finally, in Italy or in any other football country you've been to, quite like the Luton Stadium at Kenilworth Road? You saying that, there's no stadium like it, is it? It's just remarkable.
Yeah, it's incredible. The Kenilworth Road, I don't think you can find another place like that. And it's a mix of everything. It's beautiful, it's scary, it's sometimes a bit ugly as well, because it is, but...
And right in the heart of the town with how... I mean, they're moving soon, of course, aren't they? They've got a new stadium being built, but remarkable. Listen, you've done a fantastic job for us all. You've preserved some remarkable memories of an astonishing journey around English football. Our special guest this morning, Ivan Ambrosio, author of our book of the week, The English Game, A Journey of Discovery in the Home of Football, published by Pitch. Trust me, it's a fantastic read, a lovely book, and he's a great bloke. And we, my friends, are live till 5:00.